This is IndyCan Radio with another North by Northeast edition. We have as our guest James Booth. He's the music director for CBC3. We'll be talking to him outside the legendary Horseshoe Tavern. But first, we have in our studios, also from Vancouver, Rally Car.
Hey, we're Rally Car from Vancouver, BC. The song's called California's Lost.
California's lost, they will destroy it all. I can't bring her back, not gonna let her fall. Now I listen to the voices in my head. The paparazzi said that Hollywood is
Toronto.
Thank you.
So how'd this work out? You had a gig at North by Northeast and you said, what the heck, let's make a tour out of it.
That's exactly how it happened. We're like, well, okay, we can't afford plane tickets, so let's play some shows and get it paid for.
Yeah. Work our way across the country.
Yep. Exactly.
How many shows have you played so far this year?
This year?
This year.
Oh, I don't know. What would you say?
I can't even count them.
I'd say 40.
More than that.
50,
than that so far.
60, I don't know.
60, quite 70 a few. Or so,
yeah.
We're always playing.
Yeah, and then where are you going after Toronto?
We're heading all the way to the East Coast, going to Halifax, then back to Vancouver.
And then on your way back, you'll be here for Canada Day, right?
That's right. We're playing Downsview Park in Toronto.
Big Downsview Park. The world famous Downsview Park.
Sure, it's going to be amazing.
Same stage as the Stones and AC/DC. And this year, 5440.
Yep.
Does that mean anything to you, being from Vancouver, 5440? I mean, well,
it's kind of funny because we know some of those guys, right?
So yeah.
It's going to be a really fun show to play. Growing up in the Vancouver music scene, you get to know, it's very small. You get to know people.
Yeah, that was it. Same in Toronto. It's a small, you know, it's a big city, but the music industry is a small town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows everybody. So you get some friends on MySpace happening. You've got, thanks, Todd. We'll be hearing from Todd later. He's got to take a call now. Street team people in different countries. How did that work out?
They just set up MySpace sites. All of a sudden, we're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, we have no idea, right? Like, it's just like sweet.
People, a lot of people think that we put those things up.
Yeah.
They even comment on our pictures.
Yep.
There's fans that start up sites.
So what countries are out there promoting you now?
Dex? Let me see. We got Switzerland, Europe. Spain. There's a U.S. one. There's a Spanish one. France,
Canada.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's snowballed basically. Yeah. It's like all of a sudden they just start popping up, and our MySpace has just been going crazy with that stuff.
Yeah.
And so because of this, you're thinking of doing a European tour just because you have some support there already.
Yeah, it's in the works right now. There's a company over in France that's helping us get some shows together, as well as some people in the UK, and we're going to do a bunch of countries over there. And
we've got apparently some radio playing there, so.
Yeah, they're going to start playing it in June, so. Oh, now.
Yeah, I guess it's now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, the album title, something dissing retro, what's it called?
Death to Retro.
Death to Retro. What's the sort of angst behind that?
Anything that's coming out now, it's like, hey, I've heard that song before. Oh, yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a brand new song from a new band. And it's like, that's not right. We're not supposed to play our parents' music here.
Yeah, it's like we're all about music evolving forward, not backwards in time, right? I mean, it's okay to be influenced by it, but when you're blunt, you know, it's obvious that you're just ripping it off. We have a problem with that, so.
You're getting some love from radio. Mm-hmm. California's Lost is getting some spins on both sides of the Atlantic, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just been picked up in Europe and France and stuff like that by a bunch of radio stations, and we're working our way across Canada promoting that song right now.
Yeah, having good time and, you know, good luck with radio, so we'll see what happens.
Well, it deserves it. It sounds good, and good luck to you the rest of the way, and we'll see you back here Canada Day. That'll be fabulous.
Great. Okay.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks to IndyCan for having us out here. Again, we're Rally Car from Vancouver. This song's called Beautiful Wings. Pulling off your beautiful wings, it's a horrible thing that you come. I'm afraid of those beautiful things. You're stuck in my dreams, but you come.
Chopping wood, hot country. My cane sticks out the perfect little inlet. gone from a dirty town. Everybody now. Get gone from a dirty town. Get gone from a dirty town. All I need is a chicken wire and a chicken feed. And all I see is a newfound land fertility. Yeah, my lady friend, all she don't need to pretend. She country. She cracks the crack of dawn with her cracky whip. Crack a tea. We having fun just making little chillin'. Chillin'. Get gone from a dirty town. 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 From a dirty town.
This is Sarah Burton. You're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene. The new EP, Love is for Pussies, is going to be done in a few weeks. It'll be ready in the beginning of July. We're looking at an end of September official release with a big CD release in Toronto. I'm going to be going on tour with an Australian named Matt Irvin. We're going to be leaving. Our tour kickoff is in Oakville at the Moonshine Cafe on July 5th.
Everyone forgets Oakville. Good for you.
You know what? I have a great time playing in Oakville, and I find that they're really receptive out there, and it's always a good time.
Yeah. So who did you work with on your EP?
I worked with a man named John Switzer, and we have Gary Craig playing drums and Steve Briggs on guitar. There's a track with a flamenco guitarist named Jorge Miguel. And got guest vocals from Graham Powell, who also plays with Jan Arden and a bunch of other people. And six great songs.
Boy, how could you do this to me? I used to like you so much, but now I hate you, 'cause I still like you. One of the best, but I hate you, 'cause you don't feel it too. You hurt me so much better than the rest. Oh, what you do to me may be unintentional, and my feelings for you, well, they're unconventional. But if you can't see how hard it is for to watch you courting her, how stupid can you be? I hate you, 'cause I still like you. Oh, I rate you, one of the best. But I hate you, 'cause you don't feel it too. You hurt me so much better than the rest. Attention, just to catch your eye. Oh, when you in and I fold.
Nathan Wiley from Charlottetown. Now, that was off of that. In fact, it was the title track of his CD, The City Destroyed Me. We were coast to coast on that set. PEI, before that, of course, we heard from Sarah Burton, and we started the set with Mother Mother, also from Vancouver. There's some coverage on them on IndieCan.com, so you can check that out, some pictures and commentary, and we hope to have them in IndieCan studio soon. That was a fun track. That is Dirty Town, I guess a tribute to Toronto. Thank you, Mother Mother. North by Northeast was crazy again. It was great to catch up with a lot of people. Saw Stalefish, bumped into Diane Foy, Chris Case, all people you've met on IndieCan. Peter Katz, saw him again in his band and The Curious. Get it? Katz, Curious. And he threw me another copy of his CD, which is More Nights. By the way, it's still in its wrapper. Just send me an email. Tell me what song of his we played last episode, and I'll mail you one. If you're the second one, I'll send you some consolation prize, I'm sure. Now we're going to the indie market, which was at Dundas Square. There was a bunch of bands playing. There was a bunch of booths. It was a big festival type environment. And we're going to talk first with a band from Montreal, and then we're going to go to a band from Winnipeg. But first, let's hear what the Ease Down had to say.
North by Northeast is amazing in that you get a chance to sample tons and tons of different styles, something that in Montreal you also get, but you know the bands well. You know they're your friends, you play with them often, so it's like you know what to expect. North by Northeast is so cool because there's so many different styles and you get to like walk in on random events,
yeah,
catch 10 minutes, catch 20 minutes. Maybe you like it, maybe not, you know, but there's always something new, something down the street. It's really cool.
Yeah, I saw parts of 10 acts last night.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Something you can't do on a regular...
No, it's definitely not for 30 bucks anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
But we had a whole itinerary of like 15 bands to check out, and it was like, go.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So it's your first time here, you're loving it.
Yeah, well, I've been to Toronto before, but definitely not for a purpose, you know?
Yeah.
It's always just to like wander aimlessly. So
yeah.
This time I feel like we actually have some kind of role, some kind of interaction with the city, which is cool.
And you are meeting other bands?
Yeah, meeting tons
of
bands.
People you can hook up with, maybe do a gig with sometime.
This is where we find out that MySpace is not a complete waste of time.
Yeah.
Because we like we put out like feelers and talk to people a little bit before, and turns out they're actually real.
And what's your favorite song on the CD now that you've had a chance to reflect on it?
It would have to be Picture Time.
Picture Time.
Yeah.
Okay, how about we'll play that on our show then?
Cool, man.
Okay, I'm checking out the booth at North by Northeast for Jacob and Lily, and this is a crazy story. Gary, is it?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so just tell me how the band is getting around.
The band gets around in a 35-foot RV. We sold our house and we packed up everything. We stored some stuff at our parents' place and we travel around full time, just touring. And our first tour was 4 months, and we went out west to BC for a month, and then in the States for 2 months, working our way out east, and then in Ontario for a month, and then we worked our way home and took a couple weeks off and went out west again, and now we're at North by Northeast, and we're working our way home for about 3 weeks off finally. So.
And how was North by Northeast?
It was awesome meeting people and the venues and the bands that get to come out here. It's awesome, but the workshops as well are very informative, and that's what I look forward to the most is learning more about the industry.
And what's your favorite song on the CD?
Everybody's favorite song on the CD is called Ruby.
Ruby don't go downtown, Ruby come in and stay. It's a cold rain outside and your bed's a ways away. Ruby, don't go downtown, could you come in and stay? Lay down, sweet child, don't give your heart. Don't give your heart, give your heart away. I've got joy, joy in the morning when I look into your eyes. And those tides seem to be turning. Elementary learning's keeping you alive. If I stand right on this corner, could I do well in your life? Ruby, don't go downtown, Ruby, come in and stay. It's a cold rain outside and your bed's a ways away. Ruby, don't go downtown, could you come in and stay? Lay down, sweet child, don't give your heart. Don't give your heart. Daddy's girl, center of the world. You know you're the apple of his eye. And no one's daughter, you're trying harder. Oh, just to stay alive. They keep on buying, and you keep on trying to dry those tears.
Listen to IndieCan Radio. you sailor boy, I'll see you something I'll enjoy. I've got a lip balm to deploy. You'll be my sailor boy toy. Just shut up and eat me. While old Riff Raffy plays a tune on the mandolin, oh, we'll drink till dawn until the drink's all gone, and then we'll drink again. I may be low down and dirty, flirty, short skirty. If you wanna be my baby, remember that.
Was from Love School, a band called The Kiss and Tells. That was fun, wasn't it? They're from Peterborough. And I just got that in the mail. I've listened to quite a bit of the record. I might share some more with you later, but we've heard Always a Lady. Our industry insider is James Booth. He's the music director for CBC. They put on at North by Northeast a big showcase every year. This year it was there was In-Flight Safety, You Say Party, We Say Die, the United Steelworkers of Montreal, a great showcase. There was a lineup all the way around the other side of Spadina. They did a great job with it. And I'm going to share with you an interview I had with them just before that showcase started. Here's James Booth. Here we are at North by Northeast, getting ready for the, what do you call this event, the CBC Sirius Satellite 3 Showcase?
CBC Radio 3 Sirius Canada Showcase, yeah.
And we are with James Booth, and you are music director.
I'm the music director for CBC Radio 3.
So for indie bands, you're kind of the gatekeeper to getting to the CBC audience, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. A gatekeeper, I don't know. I mean, I always think my job is just to listen to a hell of a lot of music and try and find all those hidden gems.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is Canada is such a big country in terms of space, but there are these amazing communities everywhere across Canada, and they've all got amazing music scenes, and there's some really incredible bands. And I like to think our job at CBC Radio 3 is to find those bands and make sure everybody else across Canada knows who they are.
Well, do you feel as CBC insulated from the crisis, which many people refer to as the music business, all of the compression and the consolidation and people fearing for their jobs? Do you feel that you have more breathing space to help break Canadian artists or that kind of thing?
There is more breathing space for us. I mean, we've been lucky in the sense that when some of the original ideas for CBC Radio 3 came about, it was to champion some of the new technology that was there, and tied in with that was, again, the support for new and emerging Canadian talent. So in some ways, as the technology changes, it's allowed us to change, adapt, and sort of thrive in that. So, you know, something like podcasting comes along, and we're one of the first to embrace it. And our podcast has done incredible for us.
Well, as a matter of fact, last summer I was at Podcasters Across Borders, and the largest single contingent there was CBC.
Right.
And they said, hey, we're here to learn.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Sure, Sheila was there to don her new bald head, if you remember that, and be one of the keynote speakers, but they were there to learn from other podcasters.
Right. Well, and again, the lucky thing for us, though, is that we were set up with that sort of mandate in mind. It was to find this new technology, try it out, see what works, and see what is good about it and see what is bad about it, and sort of inform the rest of CBC. So we were the ones that, you know, we started doing a podcast. No one else at CBC was doing them. This is now something that's a bit of a mandate for all of the CBC. So there's a whole bunch of new CBC podcasts out there. And CBC Radio 3 now has, we've got like four different podcasts that we produce all the time.
Now, let's go right back to New Music Canada.
That site in itself is now, has been moved sort of within to the cbcradio3.com site.
Okay. And there, the last time I looked, I used to check quite regularly. There was, you call it the Canadian MySpace, because, you know, it's any band can go and put up their own page there. There was, the last time I checked, there was closing in on 9,000 artists there. There may be more now.
I believe we're over the 10,000 mark.
Wow, that's just phenomenal. So bands are embracing it. Do you have any idea what kind of traffic you get in terms of Canadians or anyone on the internet coming and sampling those bands?
Well, there definitely are stats. I don't know what those stats are. You know what? Every time I've asked about this stuff, I'm told we're doing really, really well. Like the number of hits that come in. I mean, one of the things with the redesign of the site, because we did redesign the CBC Radio 3 site, moved New Music Canada in there, moved the concerts and sessions in there. But we also put in a bunch of other things because we had heard from people that go to the site that they'd like a little bit more, userability.
Yeah.
They like more interactivity. They'd like to be able to create playlists and things like that. So to be able to set that up as part of this redesign, in terms of letting us know how many people are using it, I know that there's quite a number of playlists and there's quite a number of bands, you know, that have linked to other bands. There's people that are putting playlists together all the time with all the different bands. In terms of actual numbers, I'm probably the wrong person because I never remember.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your job, because let's say I'm a music fan and I want to go discover a new band. If I wanted to give everyone on there 20 minutes of my time, to be fair to them, say,
right,
what do you got? That's 4.5 months without sleeping or eating.
Yes.
But it's your job to actually filter through those and decide what would be appropriate for, you know, your programming.
Right.
So what's a typical day for you?
Well, it would depend on which day of the week it is. My days are constantly changing. I don't have a typical day because my week-by-week thing is I've got, like, the weekly podcast to program that's hosted by Grant Lawrence, and that's sort of our flagship podcast.
Yeah.
That's the one that's done the best for us, the one that, you know, it's amazing how that's stayed in the top 10 since we've started it. We've done we're now up to, what, number 107, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's got to get programmed every week. There's a music committee meeting, so there is a music committee that listens to stuff that I've kind of gone you know, here's the main things we need to listen to this week. Tell me what tracks work. And from that, I go back and make decisions on what tracks get added into rotation. You know, I get new CDs every week that I've got to sit down and find time to listen to. There's bands that sign up to New Music Canada every week that I try to go in and listen to. And I say try because I'll admit every week that doesn't necessarily happen. And the number of people that will sign up at different times changes, so it makes it that much harder.
Right. It could be 100 one day and 5 the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then beyond that, I mean, you know, I hate to say it, I'm responsible for any sort of special programming we do. So when we do a show like live from the Horseshoe at North by Northeast, I got to sit down with the bookers for the Horseshoe and I got to say, these are the bands we're interested in. Who can we get? These guys want that much. You're sort of involved in a lot of the deal making. So those bills, in a sense, get booked by me. So right now, like,
Golden Dogs last year was fabulous.
Golden Dogs, The Old Soul, both of those bands.
I mean, the whole show
amazing.
Was great, but yeah. I hadn't seen them before, and that was really something.
Well, I quite like the Golden Dogs CD, but I have to admit, seeing them live, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, man, this band is incredible. And seeing, maybe that's the test, seeing any band in a live context, you know, it's totally changed your outlook on what they're all about.
Well, music's an audiovisual experience.
Yeah.
Should be.
So in terms of the workload, at this point for me, I'm working ahead to, we're trying to do something at Pop Montreal, which I think is going to be in September. I'm trying to get a show booked for Halifax in October. And then beyond that, again, I talked about embracing new technology and everything.
Right.
We're trying to get a CBC Radio 3 Galaxy channel launched, which is streaming audio that's tied into digital television packages.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we're also getting ready to launch CBC Radio 3. There's going to be a web version, just an internet-only version. And we'd like to, again, do something different than probably what most people are doing on internet radio. And it's not just streaming audio. It's going to be hosted. It's going to have the content there. It's going to be the same. In some ways, it could be the same thing that you're hearing on satellite radio, but we're working through
live hosts.
Live hosts. We're working through it and trying to figure out how can we make it different, how can we make it something that's unique. But I mean, in terms of the music, I still think you're going to get a lot of the same stuff. If you like the podcast, if you like what you've heard on satellite radio, if you liked what we used to do on Radio 2, you know, I think this is something people will look for, right? That's the rewarding thing. You know what I mean? The bigger these bands can get, the better. And it's that support of Canadian music. They get bigger, it actually helps us in a way.
Well, not necessarily bigger, but I'd like to see a day where people can be songwriters and qualify for a mortgage and buy a car and raise a family.
Well, that's what I mean too.
Yeah.
Bigger means they can make a living doing it.
Yeah.
Because being an independent band is one of the hardest jobs in the world. You put money in and most times you don't see it back. So
yeah, only the poets have it worse. Well, keep it up. How would you describe the state of music today? Do you ever get, well, it's not like the old days, or are you more excited than ever? How are you feeling about this time and space as far as music is concerned?
I remember the old days very well. I've actually seen a lot of different sort of musical generations, I guess, in a way. I'm not like super old, but it's like, you know, I've been around. I've done my time in bands and stuff like that. I like the old days, but I'll tell you, I every single day I'm excited by stuff that I hear. And every single day I go, I can't believe there's this many great Canadian bands. And every day I'm like surprised when somebody's successful or that new record comes out. I mean, I'm always actually excited by this stuff. And that's the thing. I sit there and I go, how did I end up in this place doing so much of what I love and being able to listen to music and discover things and play it for people? And you know what I mean? So, no, for me, it's just like it seems to keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a relief to me to know that someone at the helm has that kind of enthusiasm for what they do, as opposed to, you know, pushing buttons, filling
right.
time, that kind of thing.
You know what? I would say there's a lot of people at CBC Radio 3 that have that enthusiasm, though. There's
yeah.
That's the other great thing.
Marianne Krosky, or I've
Marianne Krosky, yep.
Thank you, who I just have an email relationship
right.
with. Just very responsive.
Yes.
You know, bands, artists that need help.
And
you know,
she loves music as well, and
yep.
totally passionate. I mean, Grant Lawrence is another person.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
I mean, the man lives for the stuff that we do, and
yep.
he gets in there and champions it not to hype anything, because he believes in it, because he feels so strongly about it as well. So
yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, and then that makes it so much more rewarding to come to work and to be working with people that, you know, they're there because they love this stuff.
Thanks a lot for taking the time.
No problem.
Okay, thanks a million.
Thank you.
From Sudbury, that's High Definition. This is a young band. They're between the ages of 15 and 19, and they sent me this CD, and I think it's quite strong. In fact, there were a number of young acts. We'll hear from more of them in upcoming shows. High Voltage from Hamilton. They were a bunch of teenagers that had to leave their high school prom early to rush down to the cathedral to play a show. They're not even old enough to go to the rest of it. And the scenario from London, there was a bunch of very young acts that I thought were just fabulous. Also next week, we'll be talking a little bit about the Downsview Park extravaganza. 5440 is coming to town. Supernova will be there. Rally Car will be back with us, as well as a number of other bands. It was a great showcase of music last year, and this year it'll be great as well. It's Canada Day. That's right around the corner. It's a free thing up at Downsview Park, so it's if you're thinking of coming to Toronto, that's a good reason to come. We got a lot of other great music coming for you in the next show. We're going to close this one with all due respect to the Death to Retro theme that Rally Car brought us. This is a band that James Booth couldn't hear because they were playing just down the street at the Rivoli with Never Ending White Light and another showcase there. And this is Hello Operator.
She's giving me the hot step. I saw it from a distance, looking from behind me. I feel it all around me. We met at a disco. It started with a hello. And all I really want to know is how far it's gonna have to go. Just meet me at the bar, she said. You know this doesn't have to end. Just look into my eyes, she said.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an Indie Can Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.